Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. And today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. And all you beautiful people out there who are listening, how can you cause oneness? Perhaps by being present, perhaps by being available, perhaps by being forgiving, perhaps by releasing all judgment. Perhaps we can all open up our hearts to create oneness. As we open up our hearts to ourselves, accepting who we are and what we stand for in life, therefore accepting others for who they are, as a wonderful emanation of God and all that there is. Thank you for being present in this moment. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer and meditation as I let go and become a vessel for God and the divine and all that there is to express through me to you. Followed by my very special guest, I'm delighted to introduce Mitra Rahbar, who is an intuitive spiritual teacher, singer, songwriter, writer, and ordained minister. Her website is www.voiceofmitra.com. I invite you to definitely visit her website. It is very soothing, it is very serene, it is very inspiring. It truly is. But for now, let us all attune to each other, knowing that really what we all desire is love. To be love, to give love, to receive love. And what is love? Who knows? Do I know? Do you know? Your soul knows. For your soul is love itself. As a spark of God, as we are the children of God and all that there is, we are truly loved. As we let go of all of our judgments and criticisms and release the past and release all attachments to the future, all of our worries, doubts, fears, and uncertainties, we live in the present moment with love. In this moment, I invite you all to be present with me in this prayer and meditation so that we can all unify and become one as it was intended in the beginning. I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah. I know you have thoughts, you're very busy, we're all busy, but that's okay. In this moment is your time, for you're worthy and deserving of being present with yourself, with me, with Mitra, and with all. Again, I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Let it go and allow the healing presence of God, the divine within you, to reveal itself, to heal you inside and out. I invite you to close your eyes in the present moment, attuning to yourself, know yourself, who are you? Why are you here? What are you all about? As you open up yourself to your heart and to all that there is, let us cause and create peace, love, joy, unity, and oneness in the present moment. I invite you to imagine in your mind's eye the planet Earth. Whatever you see, you see. There is no judgment. See the planet Earth. Be the cause for peace. Be the cause for joy. Be the cause for love. Be the cause for healing and inspiration and awakening on this planet as your soul so desires. I want you with your intention, I invite you with your intention to direct love to this planet, to all the needy people. Direct peace to all the angry people. Direct joy to all the lonely people. Direct it. See all the continents, all the countries, all the cities. each individual as you see it, perceive it in your mind's eye. See and give. Allow your heart to be open. As your heart opens, you are open. As you are open, all of your loved ones are open. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine an opening, a creation, a festival of light, the light within our souls awakening, expanding, unleashing the power within, the power to heal, the power to be, the power to inspire, the power to create peace on earth, love on earth, joy on earth. The time is here. We are all evolving. Let us evolve together in this moment. I invite you again to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah. Let us all be grateful for who we are, what we are. Let us all be grateful for the divine presence of God and all that there is. Let us all be grateful for all of our angels and spiritual mentors, visible and invisible. Let us all be grateful for all that we have, every single thing that we have that we are not aware of. We can always extend our gratitude. Thank you, God, for providing all that you have for us. We are so fortunate. We embrace your gifts. We are open to your blessings. We are open with ease and grace. Let us, God, help us be conscious every moment, conscious of gratitude, conscious of our hearts, conscious of being supportive and compassionate and understanding, compassionate and powerful every moment, using this power within us for good, for sharing, for giving, for creating wholeness inside of us and outside of us. In this moment, I declare unity, I declare oneness, I declare peace, joy, and love for myself and for all of you, for all of our loved ones, for all of the elderly, for all of the sick people, for all of the angry people, for the war zones, for every human being and all creation on this planet Earth, I declare peace and wholeness. I invite you again to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah, knowing that you're wonderful, knowing that you're magnificent, knowing that you have the power within you to forgive. Forgive yourself, forgive others, release the past, and allow yourself to be in the present moment. In the present moment, all is wonderful. You have the power within you. You can cause goodness outside of yourself. You can cause every cell in your being to renew, rejuvenate, and repair, to create vitality for yourself, to smile with life, to say yes to life every moment in the present moment. And with this, I say yes to life. As I say yes to life, I say yes to myself, I say yes to you, and I say yes to God and all of God's blessings. Let us all say yes together in this moment of truth. And so it is. Amen, amen. I bless you all. I invite you again to take another deep cleansing breath in. Ah, exhaling. Exhaling. Allowing yourself to be empty and free and in the moment. And in this moment, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for my guests. As I invite my guest, Mitra Ratha, who is an intuitive, spiritual teacher, singer, songwriter, writer, and ordained minister. Again, her website is www.voiceofmitra.com. In alignment with this meditation, Mitra stands for peace, as you will have this opportunity, this beautiful opportunity, to hear her as she touches our hearts, moves us into the direction of love, peace on this planet. With gratitude, I introduce Mitra. Hello, Mitra.
Hello, Michelle. Wow, that was like drinking the most beautiful glass of wine. I am just right now so really beautifully touched and so feeling so warm. Thank you for that beautiful meditation prayer.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for being present with all of us, with all of the listeners. We are happy, we're joyful that you're here. I personally know what you stand for, but our listeners may not know you. So would you kindly introduce yourself to all of our listeners?
Well, I think you beautifully put it, what I do, and basically what I do in every medium of work I do is I try to create an atmosphere of nurturing peace and love, either through spoken words or my music or my classes. And the medium of what I, how I do it, really, it's not the important, but it's basically the message that I try to create a sense of joy and nurture in my works.
I really get that through your music, specifically from this song, Gandhi Ji, from your album, Nirvana. Now, you have three albums called The Sunshine in You, Persian Treasures, and Nirvana, correct?
That's correct, Michelle.
Fantastic. So the first time I heard Gandhi Ji, I saw the video on your website. For all of our listeners, she has this beautiful video on her website. Tell us more about Gandhi Ji.
Well, for those who may not know, a G means a wise man. So Gandhi Ji, and then I go on the song, I say Buddha Ji and Rama Ji. It means wise Gandhi or wise Buddha. And it was the grandson of Gandhi was here, and they were commemorating his birthday in Agape. And we were invited, and this song just came about. I was thinking all the people in history who tried to create with their, you know, selflessly an atmosphere of peace for the world. Great men like Gandhi, like Jesus, like Buddha, and several, many more who I was not able to put in all that song. So this is a song of peace, of remembrance of great people who have helped us today be where we are. Mm-hmm. And it's hoping that we will also be able to carry this peace for the children of tomorrow.
Absolutely. With people like you, with dedicated, awakened people like you touching our hearts every moment, we will.
Thank you, Michelle.
I noticed as I was listening, and I listen to your song every day because honestly, it's like meditation, it like wakes me up. It touches my soul, Mitra. It really touches my soul. It awakens my soul. As I speak, as I hear you speak about your message to all nations, to all hearts, your voice of many souls.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
Well, you know, when I wrote this song, I put in the song, I speak not from one heart, but from all hearts. Because I think in the depth of each human heart is a desire, is an urgency, is a strong wanting of peace. And when we pray at night, all of us pray for the peace and joy. So the human heart, this is a song not from my heart, but from all of our hearts. I've just been the instrument that carries the song through the vocals. But basically, it's a prayer from everyone.
I appreciate that. Now, Mitra, what about those out there who may be saying, I'm not feeling any of this in my heart. I'm having a hard time. Mm-hmm. I'm a single parent. Mm-hmm. I'm having trouble having ends meet every day. You know, those people who actually, their hearts are not open.
And their reality is a difficult, harsh reality. And I think many people who are listening and many of us have all experienced some very critical hard times in our life, whether it's been severe illness, severe loneliness, severe financial destitute. And I think the plight of life itself, the journey of life itself, are twists and turns that some elate us and some deflate us. I think the whole key is for those listeners who are listening to recognize that who they are inside has nothing to do with what externally is happening in their life. The fact that someone is struggling financially is not going to define who they are. What defines who they are is how they still perceive things. How they still are able to act through grace, and how they are able to do with little and make it a lot within their richness of their heart. Here we live in a society where there are many, many, many opportunities. There are many luxuries of life we have, and we are 99% wealthier than most people in most countries. But the human heart will still experience difficulty that is universal. But sometimes it's just a matter of us putting things into perspective and seeing that what we're going through, there are so many who go through much worse, and there's so many who go through what we go through. So we are never, never alone.
Absolutely. I so agree with that. All you beautiful, magnificent, wise people out there, I survived a disease, lupus. I survived a near-death accident 2 years ago. I survived a divorce.
Yeah.
We can all survive. Let us all open up our hearts to what is, which is our soul, which is our power within us. I love this song. Everybody, you can listen to it on her website, www.voiceofmisa.com.
It's also on YouTube.
On YouTube as well. Yes, yes.
Also on YouTube if they want to, if they go on YouTube more or whatever and they don't remember the name of the website.
Absolutely. But I'm going to repeat it so much.
It'll
be engraved in their consciousness.
Yes.
No. But I use the word love a lot because I just do. I love what you said about where there's anger, let there be patience. Where there's injustice, let us stand tall.
Yeah.
From hate to love, from fear to joy.
Yes. These are all flip sides we all possess, and they're flip sides.
Opposite
meaning
polarity.
That it can, as it can flip one way, it can easily flip the other way. And the anger and the hatred and the impatience is either because of resentment, or it's because of ignorance, or it's because lack of perception. So when we open up our heart's eye to something, as it opens up, then we see a new perspective, and that's when we're able to see the love and the joy and the light of it. But when we're closed, we can only see it's like a one-track mind. We're not able to see all the other tracks.
Absolutely. When we're feeling angry, we can forgive. When we're living with fear, we can forgive. When we're living with hate, we can forgive. We can always choose to forgive. We're not forgiving for other people. Listeners, we're not forgiving and condoning other people's actions, their wrongdoings. We're forgiving to save our own souls, to save ourselves from disease, to perfect health and prosperity and love. Again, another thing that I really appreciated in this song is my prayer and wish is for peace on earth and justice for all.
Yeah.
I totally get that you're sincere about that.
Yeah, because, I say it at the beginning of the song and at the end of the song, because the sense of fairness, when there is peace, there's a sense of fairness. And when there's fairness, there will be liberation of all the people. And when they are liberated, then really true love will prevail, as it's supposed to, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so what about a person that is so angry and cannot just think about peace? has no idea, how can they consciously bring themselves into that moment of a recognition that there can be peace within and peace without?
Well, you know, Michelle, I think as you will know, most listeners will know, all this energy of coming to a place that is more serene and light is a process. Mm-hmm. All of us, I myself have had many situations and times in my life where I was angry. I've had times where I felt I did not get what I deserve. I got times of resentment. And then when it starts eating you up, you come to this point of all of a sudden saying, I really don't like this feeling. I don't like what it's doing to me. And when you start with that process, just that first thought, then all the rest follows it. The first recognition is for you to choose to let this anger leave you, for it to rest in you. And if you choose that, then the other steps, the body processes the other steps. The releases that happens, whether your release happens through fast walks, whether it happens through meditation, whether it happens through drumming cycle where you're drumming and drumming and drumming and you feel your anger coming out, and anger where it's dense, whatever. Mm-hmm. That release, like a toxin, learns to leave your body. And it does that. It does that very beautifully and sometimes even very fast. Until then, one day you wake up and there is no more anger. And you recognize that either something's forgiven or, like a toxin, something's left to you. But it is a process. And the first step to that process is saying, I choose. I don't want to be angry anymore. I don't want to be in pain anymore.
Absolutely. We always have the power to choose.
Exactly.
Sometimes we don't recognize that because society is always telling us what to do, how to be, how to behave. And we always have choice of our thoughts, of our actions, of our deeds. Choose to wake up and be angry, or choose to empty ourselves and choose to be loving, choose to be peaceful. And were you always, as a child, living with all of this, knowing that you want to create peace, or how did this happen?
Well, you know, Michelle, I think that sometimes as we come into this life, from very early on, sometimes we know and sometimes we know later. And I think when I was born and raised in Iran, I think really very early in my life, I would even say before the age of 6, I had two things I always knew, three things. I first of all knew I really want to help people. I didn't know at that time that you call it, you know, it's for meditation or social work or creating peace. I just knew my mission was to help people. I also knew I loved to be on stage. I loved it to create creatively and connect with people. And I always knew that this life, in my case, was not about me. And I've always said that I was brought here with a specific mission that unfolded very young. And I went through a lot of hardships. I went through the revolution. I went through decades of not seeing my parents. I went through a lot of financial destitute. I went through a lot of problems. But the mission was clear at all times. I was not always clear, but the mission was clear. Mm-hmm. And that kept me always on track. And as I learned and I learned and I learned and I studied and I prayed and I, more than anything, prayed and meditated, and with my intuition just was able to guide, this all kind of came together for me. So did I have the basically insight I have today that age? No, I didn't. But I recognized why I was put here. Then the rest was shown to me.
Absolutely. As a child as well, I always knew that I'm here to make a difference. But for my special awakening took place, you know, when I was healed with my lupus. Now, there's a lot of people that I meet that come to me and they ask me, I don't know what my purpose in life is. I have no idea why I'm here. Can we say that you can choose your purpose, beautiful people? you can choose your purpose on a daily basis. What do you think about that, Mitra?
I think you're very right, and I also think that most people, if they really, really openly and nakedly look in their hearts, very depth of it, they will know their purpose. I think that we don't need to sit in temples and mosques and go to India and study with gurus to understand our purpose. I think if we sit by ourselves and just be open and truthful to ourselves, we'll recognize sometimes our purpose has been just in front of our eyes. And everyone's purpose is not the same. Sometimes, for example, being a mother is a humongous purpose. For some women, that will be a lifetime of service, to give love to children. Mm. For somebody, service is different hats they have to wear in life, you know. And we do choose our purpose, but I also believe that the purpose is right there. It's like a book, you just have to open it and read it.
Absolutely. You and I know this, but there are so many people out there who are totally resistant to sitting still.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of those people until I got sick and I learned to sit still, and I find it the most blissful thing, place, being that I can ever be, just sitting still with myself. No interruptions, no radio, no phone calls, no TV. Me, myself, and I. Guys, we are wonderful as we are. We just have to be still with ourselves to know that. To go, as Mitra said, to go deep in our hearts, within our souls, to recognize our true purpose and who we are.
Right.
For our listeners that may have just joined in, we're speaking to Mitra Ratha, who is an intuitive spiritual teacher, singer, songwriter, writer, and ordained minister. Again, her website is www.voiceofmitra.com. Thank you so much for being with us. Mitra, talk about your blessing ceremonies. You conduct blessing ceremonies. What are blessing ceremonies?
Blessing ceremonies are when, when you come to me and there's a lot of anxieties or there's a lot of knots in your body and mind, and we do a purification. We go through the entire body and we go through the deep subconscious mind, and through a process of re-remembering, we are able to kind of eradicate these negativities out of your body and mind. And then comes a feeling of joy and a blessing, and we bless the space and the person and all that. And then there are other types of blessing ceremonies. I do a lot of weddings. Before the wedding, I do blessings where we go into prayer and meditation with the couple or their family. And, of course, the wedding, and also the same for funerals. And also the same for babies, whether adopted or parents who are pregnant. For new homes, anything that you feel you want there to be some sacred space in it. I come together with those people and we just create that space together, and we are able to kind of take all the negativities of the past and the present and kind of neutralize them and bring more of a sacred, holy feeling into the space.
Mm. And your personal one-on-one blessing ceremonies, how long do those take?
Well, it just depends on the person. If a person has a lot to get rid of, they may come to see me 3 times. If not, anywhere, they go from 1 hour to 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do it in a class setting because I've noticed it works really well in a class setting. And the 2 types of classes, one is purification, one is a release meditation intention. And the purification is a little bit more hardcore, a little bit more intense. The other one is a little bit easier to start with, and we do group classes all the time throughout the year. And some people actually prefer the group classes because it's kind of, you know, it's like a union. Everyone comes together.
Sure. And how often do you have your group sessions?
Well, I just finished my last class for the year last night, and then we resume in January. And I recommend usually people to take 3 classes in a row, and you know, usually it's once every 2 weeks, and it takes a week for them to process, you know, once they take the class, and they can do breathing stuff at home, and then they get ready for the next class.
Right.
And sometimes people just do it, you know, I have clients who've been with me 10, 15 years, they'll just take it once a year, because that's what they want to do, a cleansing once a year.
Sure, I get that. Now, in these classes, in these workshops that you have, do people share their innermost thoughts and their most private, you know, traumas and things that have happened to them, or how is it?
No. Actually, when you come in, there's no one sharing anything. You just come individually, but it's a group of, you know, 10 to 16 people. And, you know, basically the lights go off and I do my thing and then the lights go on. Sometimes because some of the people have come to certain classes, they may know each other, but there's nothing like, if someone wants to share something, they're welcome to do that, but there's no setting of basically everyone needing to share. I do have another thing that I've done, which is it's called Psychic Intuitive Hour, where people come and if they wish, they share, and I just see what I pick up, and it's an hour-long thing. It's a great lot of fun, too, actually, but it's very informative, and it kind of helps people get a guideline. And in that setting, usually people do share more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I get that. And so when did you realize that you're an intuitive, that you have this ability?
I started with dream interpretation when I was around 8 and a half, and my father took me to a very well-known religious man in Iran, and he said that I have a very strong gift. And so basically since 11 I started doing readings, and very strong, when I did them all throughout college, all throughout my years as a social work, and then I kind of did it very, very strongly, and about 4 years ago I went into semi-retirement from readings, because it had been at that point over, you know, a good 30-year mark for me. So now I just do it once in a while, and like if somebody really is in a very difficult situation, or for someone who's a very old client of mine, or something like that. I don't do it to the amount that I was doing it before, because before it was, you know, 24, it was many, many clients every day for years nonstop. But I don't do that anymore, and I've expanded my what I call my mission. I've expanded to classes a lot, and my blessings, and my weddings, and my writings. So now all the wisdom I have gained through my readings, I'm able to share it with the broader group.
Sure, sure. I used to do a lot of readings as well. I do readings for people, but I have found that it's so much more empowering for people to get their guidance from their inner emotional system.
Very true.
From their own God self, as they are, you know, learning to practice, to be with themselves, to trust their own intuition. Because as I know, you and I, we're all guides here.
Yeah.
You know, to just touch upon that person that comes our way, hey, you have the power within you.
Yes.
You are whole yourself. All you have to do is really recognize it, go within, and all the answers are within.
Right.
And I really encourage all of you listeners, trust yourself. It's all a practice. It's always a practice. You know, get the message, go forward, trust it, see what happens. You have nothing to lose, absolutely nothing to lose, but much to gain. Mitra, I want to ask you about your 3 albums. What inspired you to, first of all, you write all of your songs,
well,
right?
I didn't. The first album, Sunshines in You, was written by a friend of mine whose name is Heather Hayward. And the music was by a dear friend of mine who's no longer living, Randall Leonard. The second album, which is Persian Treasures, are folk songs. But my husband, whose name is Rama, he kind of rearranged the songs with guitar. The third album, Nirvana, are my own songs. Besides one song, the lyrics are my own. Most of the melodies are my own, and the arrangements are by my husband, and he's helped me with the compositions. And we're just right now working on our new album, which is a singing meditation album, which is basically words that have no meaning. And this is for people to put on for meditation mostly. And we just finished a song which I was telling you prior to the our interview that I'm really excited about. I believe it's one of my strongest songs. It's called Stop. And it's an anti-war song I wrote for the people of Palestine and Israel. It's to help promote peace, and we just finished the song, and we're hoping to do a video so we can really send it out there and send this message out.
Out where? Out to Israel?
Out to everywhere.
Out to everywhere.
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 It's a chain effect. It's a chain effect. And really, really, this song is like Gandhiji to me. It's like a heart and soul song. It's one that will make you think and make you act also.
Absolutely. Because without any action,
yes,
we cannot get results. And
yeah,
the results
no...
that we truly want in our hearts is peace and unification on this planet Earth.
Yes, that's
it. I want to touch upon what you said earlier about your singing meditation album. Can you clarify? What do you mean?
Well, meditation albums can be spoken words or can be singing.
Mm-hmm.
Or can be, you know, singing like with me, you know, like a vocalist singing on them. And this meditation album is purely singing and music.
Oh, very interesting.
So it's just like you can put it on and in wherever you are, and they're like mantras which have no meaning, but you can create the own meaning for the mantra yourself.
Mm.
And they keep repeating and they keep repeating. The foundation of it has like an Indian, Eastern kind of touch to it.
I see.
And my Rama and I have put this together, and now we're just starting to record it.
So do you suggest people sitting with this, listening to them?
They can listen anywhere. I would recommend them if they, you know, in their car, in their home, in the morning, at night before they sleep. It's going to be one of those that would just, it's kind of like a joy of meditation. And I think it's very soothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nirvana, my last work, Nirvana, is basically from all traditions. I brought my work in there. There's Buddhist tradition, Hindu, Zoroastrianism, Islam, Judaic, Christian. I drew from all of those. And I put this body of work called Nirvana.
Mm.
And that it's got a very international, global outlook to it. And some of the songs are sing of pain, and some of them sing of joy, but it's a mixture. But in this album, it's just purely meditation and purely joy and peace. And
when will this be ready?
Hopefully we will have it out by end of March. God willing.
End of March.
God willing, yeah.
God willing.
Yeah, God willing.
And you mentioned twice or three times joyful meditation. For the listeners that are out there going, joyful meditation? No way! Meditation is tough. I don't have time for meditation. This is resistance. I invite you all. I see you all out there. I can see you. Grab a piece of paper, pen, ask yourself, what am I resistant to? What is my resistance to meditation and being still? It'll come to you. I invite you to write it down, become conscious of it, and then take action upon it. Meditation is healing. Meditation is revealing. Meditation is inspiring.
Exactly.
Meditation is being one with God, with our true selves, with our higher selves, with the divine and all that there is. It will move you, touch you, bring a smile upon your face and open up your heart. Trust me. Yes, trust me. It works. Mitra, talk about you're writing a novel and a spiritual book. What's that about?
Yeah, well, it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress.
I saw that on your website.
It's a work in progress, and I say that with the laughter because I'll be very honest. When I sit and write, I absolutely love it. I think it's one of the most wonderful, wonderful, wonderful releases God has given us. However, I am not one of those people who can sit and write every day. So I call it a work in progress. The novel I started a year ago, and it's a story novel, you know, so it has a story And it's a story I love, but it's a work in progress. It's going to take me a long time to finish that. Then I have another book I'm writing, which I started very recently. It's my spiritual, basically what I've learned spiritually, and it's putting that on paper for others. So this one is a very different kind of book. I think this one will finish faster than the other.
Absolutely.
And I think it's just a different kind of writing. So
is it a guide?
It can be a guide. It can definitely be a guide. It can definitely give you practices to do. It's basically each chapter is dedicated to a different subject matter. And it just, it's what I've learned from, you know, my years as a social worker, my years as a reader, and my years as a teacher and minister, and it's just basically a lot of examples and a lot of things that you will just look and say, oh, this is what it means. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily for me to explain what it means, but for you to interpret.
Right, and I bet that we can all relate to something in that book that you've experienced.
Yeah, actually, every chapter I write, I try not to put my own experience in it because I realize, you know, the other experiences I want to put in there, but it's a lot of it when I write it myself, I can see, like, the chapter on, for example, patience, the chapter on greed. They're all things we can all relate to on many levels at many different points of our life.
Absolutely, because we have so much data in our subconscious minds that, to be honest, no matter how much we think that we're clear, mm-hmm. we still have releasing and emptying to do to become clear, empty vessels at all times. Mitra, are you still having your expressive movement classes?
Expressive movement classes, I've done it in workshops periodically, off and on through the year. I used to be a dancer for those people who don't have any idea who I am. I used to be a choreographer. And around 10 years ago, I just stopped it. And then through the years, people have asked me to do specific things for them. Or last year, I worked with a few girls who wanted to do dance movement, expressive, you know, dance movement. But I haven't actually been teaching it. No, I haven't. Should probably take it off my website.
but what is it exactly?
Well, basically, it's after meditation, we go into movement. So the body starts moving, and then there are gestures, you know, like hand gestures and head gestures that we work on, and then like dance emerges from it. It's not just freestyle. It's a specific forms of dance that are from various parts of the Middle East. That once you do the meditation, the body kind of works into that kind of trance.
Mm, that's beautiful. Does it move into those expressions as we let go and we allow?
As we start getting expressing, it does. But sometimes the expression, someone may be very angry, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So the way they express it through that dance may first be anger, and then the release, and then the joy of it, of the dance. So it just depends what mindset you're in, you know, when you do it.
Absolutely. And I think this expressive movement, I think that we can just put on music in the office or at home or anywhere.
Anywhere.
And just allow ourselves to move with the music and allow our bodies to just express themselves and release. And we can really become aware of our physical bodies. So much of the time, I believe that we're in our heads or we're in our emotions. We're not in our bodies. We're
exactly.
Not attuned, right?
Yes. And one other thing I recommend, I think it's very, people are not comfortable with having their bodies together. So I think if you have, for example, you want to do this movement at home, go get your neighbor, go get your mother, go get someone else. And at the beginning, it'll feel awkward. They'll feel awkward and you will. But once you see the feeling, the liberation that happens, it makes you feel closer. It almost is like unpeeling the skin because we're allowing ourselves to be more naked. Mm. And when we do that in front of each other in a group, it's very, very, like we reach a different level of intimacy with each other.
Mm.
We're more comfortable.
Being vulnerable.
Yeah.
letting go of this facade, the mask, putting it aside and being open and vulnerable.
Exactly.
So now I can really get out there that some people are fearful about being vulnerable.
Right.
They may feel like they're too open. They may be attacked, feeling like they're being attacked or kind of like energetically mm-hmm. raped by doing that. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say to those
people?
Well,
I think for those people, they start very slowly and they do start by themselves.
Mm.
In a room just by themselves and slowly allowing their bodies to move and slowly just allowing them to bring out anything they need to bring out. If while they're dancing they feel like crying, they do. If they feel like screaming, they do.
Mm.
And slowly, slowly as they do it a few times, it will become more a feeling of trance, of becoming one with the divine. And when they get to that point, then there's no vulnerability. There's just a state of being. It's not about strength or vulnerability at that point.
Mm.
It's just to be.
And when we're being, we are free.
Yes.
How else can we say it, Mitra? When we're being, we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, when we're being, we're just almost like, I say we're just like an angel dancing on the earth.
Yes.
We are just a being that has a physical shell, but our spirit is elated way above. So it's a total feeling of a liberation that we can possibly attain and obtain in those few minutes.
Mm. When we're being, we're detached from the past and the future. When
yeah.
we're being, there is no expectation when we're being.
Yeah.
It just all is. Touching upon your song Buddha Ji and Stop, I'm so grateful that you acknowledge all the great ones, Buddha, Gandhi, Krishna, Jesus. Have I forgotten any of the great
no,
ones?
No, those are the ones I really wish I could have included a lot. I really wanted, I have a special place for Nelson Mandela. I really wanted to include him in the song, but just the lyrics didn't work out that way. And there were many other people I wanted to include Mother Teresa. It didn't, just the song, it just didn't work out that way. I do hope one day I will be able to write a song for those two great people amongst other great people, but especially those two who I have a special place in my heart.
I believe so, because as you're intending, as you're willing, it
yes.
will happen.
That's my intention.
And I find these types of songs so powerful, because as we listen to them, they change our consciousness. They transmute the negative into the positive, and imagining the collective consciousness as all good, you know, as all patient, as all love, as all joy, as all peace. What will happen on this planet?
Yeah.
Collective consciousness. So
yeah.
Thank you, Mitra. Again, Mitra, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is really if they go to my website and they push contact, they want to email me. Or my email is voiceofmitra@hotmail. And once they email me, if they have a specific question that I, or they want to take my classes, I put them on my email list. Or, for example, if they have a wedding they want me to do for them, then I send them my phone number and we take it from there. But the best way is through email at this time.
Beautiful. And they can find all of your albums on your website.
All my albums are on my website. I do have 3 videos on YouTube. If they put in my name, Mitra, my last name is Rahbar, Rahbar. So they can look up my music. They can go on cdbaby.com and put my name in, and they can listen to samples of Nirvana. It has all of Nirvana up on that. And yes, that's it. And I really want to thank you, Michelle, for giving me this forum to speak and for us to really just connect again. You're such a beautiful person. I'm just so, so thrilled I've met you. And I want to thank all the listeners who've taken, you know, time out of their schedule to really listen.
Thank you very much, Mitra. What message do you have for the people before we close?
The message I have is as we're coming to an end of a year, I always think end of a year is time of not only reflection, but intention. To recognize at this time all your year that you've had and all the gain you've had and all the things you've learned, and to apply that in the year to come, and to recognize that we are all a chain here. So to know that this chain starts with you. So my message would be to not only look at your life, but a little bit move outside of your life and look at the world around you and see yourself as part of the world. That will make us all closer together and be more of a healing, helping hand to each other.
Mm. Beautiful. I say amen to that.
Amen.
Thank you, Mitra.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much.
And all the listeners, thank you for being present. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. Next week, my special guest is Christian Shaw. She's an inspirational prosperity speaker and coach, and she's the creator of the Prosperity Circle. Her website is www.christianshaw.com. I invite you to visit her website. But for now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. And breathe it out and give it to the whole world, where we are all one. We're truly all one when we open up. In this moment, I extend gratitude for all of you, for Mitra, for myself, for being available to causing and creating oneness in this moment. I thank God for all the awareness that we have. For every single moment that we are alive, we say yes to life, for we are growing. Sometimes when we're growing, it's painful. Yes, yes, pain is part of growing. But at the end of the tunnel, there is always the light. The light is magnificent. The light is healing and it's prosperous and it's joyful and it's vibrant. Let us all stay united so that we know that we are not alone. The support is all around us. I invite you to visit our website, www.infiniteloveradio.com. and download free guided meditations and insights. You can also contact me, email me to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com. I am open and receptive, again, I am open and receptive to all of your suggestions for guests. If you have any questions, it is my true open desire to support you. You can also visit my healing practice at www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. I'm Michelle Morovati again. Bless you. Thank you for being present. Until next week, I love you. God loves you. The allness loves you. And that's all. Thank you.